wherever I go. I wake up in the morning laying sleeping next to you. I asked you if I snored you loved and I knew this isn't how I plan to feel when I'm supposed to go. Turn you on. And I wanna wake up without the alarm. A thousand miles on me constantly, but I just want you, and I just want.
Beautiful. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC,
does not show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper...
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we will listen to a CD that, to me, is very personal. The CD is called Viola Brasil, Brasil with an S. It brings not only a few pieces of mine, but also the violist is my wife, Tatiana Mead Chamis. She is, among others, the acting principal viola of the Pittsburgh Symphony and a founding member of the Clarion Quartet. She played in many music festivals around the country, soloed with the Pittsburgh and Utah Symphonies, and also in Brazil with the São Paulo State Orchestra and the Porto Alegre Symphony Orchestra. Tatiana is our guest in this program and will let us know how this CD came to be.
Hello, it's so nice to be on this program. I'm not Brazilian, but I do have Brazilians all around, and I love Brazilian music. And we're going to talk about this album that we produced together. This has actually been a years-long project. Began really 2012. I took a sabbatical from Pittsburgh Symphony and took the whole family, our three kids, to Brazil to live in Florianópolis, this beautiful island. And I thought, for the most part, that I would be just working on some solo things and looking at some music that I'd brought along to learn, because the classical music scene on an island in Brazil didn't seem like that would be the place where I would be playing anything with anyone. And to my great surprise and delight, around the middle of the year, we got to know André Memari, Brazilian pianist, composer, who just blew us away with his incredible musicianship. We went to a concert of his, just got to know him. I didn't even get a chance to play with him at that point. And it was only after that he wrote this beautiful sonata for viola and piano. And we were able to premiere it here at the Andy Warhol Museum in 2017 in Pittsburgh. And that was such a joy. And I also got to play on one of his concerts that he came to play here at Chatham University. So this sonata was a great surprise for me. So much fun to play. I think you'll hear how very Brazilian it is. Great rhythms. Also extremely soulful for the second movement. There's sort of a hollowness to the sound as we begin, and then it goes into this great little dance and ends again with this incredible rhythm. The interesting thing about this sonata is that, unlike other viola and piano sonatas, a lot of it is written, but within all of that he improvised quite a bit. That's why in places it just sounds so fluid and so almost improvised for both parts. So I hope you enjoy this. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Andrea Memari's Sonata for Viola and Piano with Tatiana Mead-Shamis, viola, and Andrea Memari, the composer himself, on the piano. The next piece we're going to listen was written by me, Flavio Shamis. It is called Warholian Sunset. The reason for this title is that it was premiered at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, and the piece was finished just before the date of the concert. It is played again by Tatiana and Memari, and on the stage of the Andy Warhol Museum, they realize the piece has no name. So we all decided to do something a bit unusual, to play the piece and ask the audience what would be an appropriate name for that piece. Many suggestions came, but Warholian Sunset was voted top contender. Soon after, someone who works at the Andy Warhol Museum came over and told me that Andy Warhol had painted 472 sunsets, all commissioned by a hotel in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
Warholian Sunset with Tatiana Michami's viola and André Memari piano. Here is Tatiana again letting us know something about the next piece.
This next piece, Bachiana Brasileira 2.0, came about as a birthday gift from Flavio. And this was maybe 2008, I think. I happened to share my birthday date with the great J.S. Bach, which gives me great delight. And I've always been a big fan. I've always been playing Bach. Always had something in my fingers, you know, warm up with Bach or have something that I'm playing. And since he's heard it so often and knows how much I love it, he made his own suite from the cello suites, the solo suites that I play. He took a movement of each to make a new suite, which looks like this. I play a movement the way Bach wrote it, transcribed for viola, and then he sketched out all of the chords, all of the harmonies implied in this solo piece for jazz trio. They then, after I play, improvise on those very chords. And then I play another movement, and then they improvise. And just to hear the different improvisations is so exciting. I think it's always delighted an audience. So we first played it here in Pittsburgh with the great David Budway on piano. And while we were in Brazil, we decided, why don't we try this with a Brazilian trio? We had just met another great jazz pianist, Luis Gustavo Zago, and he wanted to try it. He said, let's do it. So we played it with him, and then together, Flavio and Zago decided, why don't we have each dance, each formal dance of Bach's, be improvised upon by a Brazilian dance? So there are all these different Brazilian dances that they improvise the rhythm upon. And it's there's a samba and a gaudério and a modinha. In any case, many great Brazilian rhythms. And I think what they did with this is really astonishing. I'm delighted every time I listen to it. I think, wow, the fact that they're improvising all of that. And even, you know, on the spot in the studio with Carlos Ribeiro Jr. on bass and Mauro Borghezan on drums. I mean, it was an incredible thing and very inspiring for me to hear that. I believe I learned so much from these Brazilian musicians and came home a better musician, better artist. So I'm really thrilled to have worked with them. Thank you.
just heard a few movements from the Bachiana Brasileira 2.0 with Tatiana Mead Chamis viola, Luiz Gustavo Zago piano, Carlos Ribeiro Jr. bass, and Mauro Borghezan drums. This was all recorded in Brazil. The CD, Viola Brasil, that we're listening tonight also brings three Brazilian waltzes by the Brazilian composer Francisco Mignoni. We will listen to two of them with Tatiana Mead Chamis and the pianist Rodrigo Ojeda from Pittsburgh. And right after, The Sorrows of the Young Werther, again by André Memari.
Thank you.
The Sorrows of the Young Werther. This is the name of the last piece we heard, with Tatiana Michamis, viola, and André Memari, the composer, piano. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. This was a very special program for me, since I produced the CD. There are some of my compositions in it, and of course, it's played by my wife, Tatiana Michamis.
So I think we'll end with the last piece on this album, which is Aurora Nasceu. Beautiful piece by André Memari. I want to say thank you to André for just writing incredible music. It was such a joy playing, working with him. Thank you to Flavio for also writing the Bachiana Brasileira, Warholian Sunset, for producing this album. It's been a joy being on this program, and I love listening to it. So this has been fun. Thank you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims? If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I want to know, do you love me anymore?
Thank you. Thank you.